Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock, and this is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Police are looking for suspects in a weekend killing in northeast Wichita. We've got the story.
Police searching for two suspects in a fatal shooting in southeast Wichita. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Young girl killed by dogs in Detroit. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Expect another day of oppressive heat in Wichita with temperatures soaring near the century mark. Our full forecast is coming up.
One person dead following a shooting in southeast Wichita.
It happened around 6 Monday evening near Boston and Oliver, just to the north of Harry. Officers are looking for two suspects that may be on foot or on bikes. Police Lieutenant Ronald Hunt says investigators don't yet know if the man who was shot is from the neighborhood or if he even knew the suspects.
We are attempting to talk to people that live in the area. As well as anybody who may have seen some people running through the old Clapp golf course.
Additional information is expected to be released later this morning. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And police are looking for suspects in a weekend homicide. 22-year-old Albert Costello was killed in northeast Wichita, part of a gang-related shooting. The victim suffered multiple gunshot wounds to his body, and as did a 24-year-old man who survived. That victim is in serious condition. Police Lieutenant Chad Beard is with the Community Gang Felony Assault Unit. He says this happened after 3 in the morning on Sunday at an apartment complex north of 21st and Woodlawn.
The investigation revealed an exchange of gunfire between two groups of people occurred in the parking lot. There was damage located to the apartment complex buildings, as well as several vehicles in the parking lot. No other injuries were reported at that time. This is an ongoing investigation, and the shooting was not a random incident.
Pastor Buck DeShazer urged anyone with information to call a community-based hotline at 519-2282.
It's time out for this senseless killing of our children. So I want to make a direct appeal to the family members, to any community members. If you have seen something or have heard something or know something, we want you to say something. This has been going on too long. I am afraid that more of our children are going to die because of this senseless violence.
This was Wichita's 19th criminal homicide case of the year.
Three people were hospitalized after a car accident in West Wichita, including a little girl. Police officer Charlie Davidson says emergency crews responded to the scene at Kellogg and Meridian early Monday.
When they arrived, they observed a Chevy, white Chevy Malibu that had struck the median multiple times and had flipped onto its side. A driver and front seat passenger were transported to an area hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries.
But a 2-year-old girl in the car was taken to a hospital with serious injuries.
Neighbors on Detroit's west side are in shock over the death of a 9-year-old girl mauled by pit bulls yesterday afternoon. This man saw the dogs attack the girl and chased them away.
I ran towards them, and I grabbed a brick, threw it at them. They all ran out. I don't know where they went. So I decided to stay with the girl to make sure that she's okay. I yelled out for help.
The dogs and their owner are in custody. The owner expected to face possible involuntary manslaughter and homicide charges.
More than a week after Jeffrey Epstein's jailhouse suicide, Britain's royal family is rejecting claims that Prince Andrew had a part in Epstein's alleged sex crimes.
The denial comes amid a newly surfaced video obtained by the Daily Mail. Footage from 2010 supposedly shows the Duke of York inside Epstein's New York City mansion, opening the front door, waving goodbye to a young brunette leaving the home. Several other women are reportedly seen coming and going from the residence. This allegedly took place about a year and a half after Epstein finished a 13-month prison term for soliciting child prostitution. A statement from Buckingham Palace reads, quote, "The Duke of York has been appalled by the recent reports of Jeffrey Epstein's alleged crimes." Brian Yenis, Fox News.
The city of Wichita now has about 1,000 electric scooters for rent. Mayor Jeff Longwell rates the pilot scooter program for KNSS News.
If I were to grade it right now, I'd probably give it a C-. They still aren't abiding by all of the rules of the way that the scooter is supposed to be operated.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS.
KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Just a few minutes away from our daily visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, with another preseason report a few minutes away.
And Kansas City T-Bones baseball team being evicted from its stadium. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now. 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock here on this Tuesday morning. The struggling Kansas City T-Bones baseball team is being evicted from its stadium because of unpaid debts. The Unified Government of Wyandotte County, Kansas City, Kansas, announced Monday it is ending its management agreement with the T-Bones that has given the team until September 13th to remove all its property from the publicly owned stadium in Kansas City, Kansas.
A California school district is condemning a video showing high schoolers giving Nazi salutes.
A video going public that shows water polo team members at Pacifica High School in Garden Grove, California, giving Nazi salutes and singing a Nazi song. That video obtained by the Daily Beast, prompting the Garden Grove Unified School District to condemn it. They put out a statement saying the district actively combats bias and bullying, remains focused on fostering an inclusive environment for all stakeholders, and is committed to holding students accountable. The district says that footage was taken last November, but administrators didn't know about it till March. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Well, of course, it's summertime, and many of us are heading on the road for vacation. But there are people who have vacation days coming, and they're not going to use them.
On the road again.
Or not, so many people gave up vacation days last year that the economy actually took a hit. The nonprofit U.S. Travel Association says a whopping 768 million vacation days went unused last year, and that cost the economy billions of dollars. In fact, more than half of us who had vacation days coming last year didn't use them all up. Reasons given: trips cost too much, it's hard to get away from work, and airport hassles. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
I have a traffic accident now, non-injury traffic accident eastbound on K96, right around I-235. Watch for slowdown there. Again, that's eastbound K96, right around I-235. Traffic update from 98.7 to 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a few patchy clouds to start the day, it's going to be sunny and hot this afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-90s at noontime, near 100 with a heat index 105 to 110. We may see a thunderstorm drift in after midnight, our low 75. Scattered storms Wednesday afternoon in 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, south wind at 8 miles per hour, 79 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the second year in a row by the Whiskey Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. Steve and Ted in the morning now. Sunny, hot day across central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature, 99 degrees. Normal high is 91. And we had the top heat index yesterday afternoon in Wichita was 111. 111. So when you get up there, Ted, you're getting into the dangerous territory. People are out and about. Need to make sure you find some shade, some sunscreen, and some water. There are some dangers. And don't forget about the pets as well. All right. Today is August 20th, 2019. On this date in 1964, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Economic Opportunity Act, a nearly $1 billion anti-poverty measure. Of course, the idea was the Great Society was to eliminate poverty. Johnson wanted to do that.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
He had great dreams of doing that, and bless his heart, noble, noble dreams. Make America, eliminate poverty like we did measles for a while, and do some government programs, and that'll. But it hasn't really worked out that well. Still, you know, as you look at it, and I'm one of these people who says, no matter what you do, there are going to be certain people at the bottom, certain people at the top, and the rest of us in the middle. And getting those people from the top up to the middle to the bottom, up to the middle to the top, government programs probably could help a little bit, but not the ultimate answer. You know, being at Rock, I think I am a conservative person. I have a very good friend who's deceased now, but one of my best friends in school started living in a house near the stadium about as big as this room,
mm-hmm.
and with nothing, and wound up on a... And before he passed, John was one of the top insurance agents in Dallas. Had like 90 agents working for him.
But he didn't do that by just getting money from the government.
But I'll tell you what he did do. He got him a good education, too.
Well, exactly.
And he knew where he had to go. Yep. And he was a smart, smart guy, and he had ambition and drive, and mm-hmm. it takes a little hard work, but you know, you can get there.
Well, that's...
You can get there. That's the American dream, right? The American dream. All right, it's 8:12 now, Steve and Ted, and I'm going to tell you a story about a rainforest raccoon-like creature that ran into a Florida apartment and bit a man.
What?
After he opened the front door to head to work. Guy opens the door and this kinkajou bit his foot, scratched his leg, but didn't seriously injure him. Now, a woman who witnessed the incident at the Lake Worth Beach, Florida apartment, this is three stories that we've done out of Florida today, sounded like a 300-pound man was tackling him in the kitchen. Natalie Dulac said the furry mammal with sharp claws clung to the man's leg as he fought to get it out.
Oh, my.
The man managed to lock the long-tailed animal in the bathroom until wildlife officers arrived.
Woo.
A Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission report said the kinkajou was taken to a wildlife facility. Officers didn't say where it came from. It's a rainforest raccoon-like creature,
yeah, well,
kinkajou. He opens the door and the thing jumps in.
Shouldn't be hanging out in Florida.
Yeah, anyway. Well, we get a lot of stories out of Florida. Bless Florida's heart. We get a lot of stories out of there, and we appreciate Florida because they're keeping us busy here on National Radio Day.
National Radio Day.
Yeah, celebrating National Radio Day, and what better way to do that than to welcome on National Radio Day to welcome aboard somebody who's in the Kansas Association Broadcasters Hall of Fame, Mr. Mitch Holtis, with us this morning.
Yes, our daily visit with Mr. Holtis, brought to you by American Ag Credit and Farha Roofing.
Yeah.
Let's check in with Mitch. Good morning.
Good morning, Theodore, and good morning, Stephen. And Stephen, it takes one to one. It was an honor to go in that same night with you, so that was kind of fun. But we're looking forward now, less than a week from our big throwdown, hoedown, get ready for the Chiefs season at Chicken and Pickle, a week from last night, Monday the 26th. And fired up about it. Get you guys up on stage, bring in some former Chiefs greats down, and I think we're going to close in about 700 people. Greg Reno will be there. He will be leaving his Mount Vernon estate. Steve, you know he has an estate at Mount Vernon.
Oh, yeah, he's got a chauffeur. Yeah, yeah.
Well, Mount Vernon, Kansas. You know, George Washington had Mount Vernon, New York.
Yeah.
Greg Reno has Mount Vernon, Kansas. Beautiful estate.
And I've got Zenda.
Yeah, Zenda. It's beautiful this time of year, Zenda. I've got a timeshare in Zenda, actually.
There you go.
They sold it to me. They said, you want to be just minutes from Nashville?
Yeah.
And I took it. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I'll hang out with all the Nashville, Kansas.
The great thing is that dwelling has wheels on it, so, you know, you can move.
And seriously, I kid about Greg Reno, but so many people down through the years have listened to these reports and checked out working with American Ag Credit, and it actually, I mean, they go, yeah, this is the best way to do things. So at agloan.com, they're phenomenal for a lot of reasons.
I tell you, they've got a great, great reputation. They really do. Yeah.
Yes, they do. And a lot of it is because of Greg and his staff.
Yeah.
You know, I rarely mention Jenny Bracken, the Clearwater cowgirl, but she's when she's not barrel riding, and mm-hmm. she's right there helping people. But yes, they have an incredible reputation, beyond five star.
Getting it after it, of course. During training camp, we had some amazing weather. It seems like we're in the dog days now.
Well, You know, truthfully, Ted and Steve, I'm a little bit concerned about today. If you guys have been reading the heat indices all morning, and we're going to have the same here. Like there, when you have a humidity and heat coefficient that comes together, it can reach a danger level. Our guys are to be in pads today at 140.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned that this becomes a regular season week. Well, they flip-flop the padded practices from the walkthroughs in St. Joe. We go in the morning, like right now. We would normally be right now. You guys hear practice going on when we're on the air. And then in the afternoon, they do walkthroughs. That flips this week because they want to have the regular season schedule in the minds of guys. But that means they're walking through this morning and going in practice in pads this afternoon. And he rarely switches from that. I know what he's thinking. They've got to play in Jacksonville in week one.
Yep, that's true.
And that's going to be impressive. That's going to be impressive, you guys. That's heat and humidity there in the St. John River.
Yep.
That's a hard place to play because of that. And I always get. But here's the fine line: every coach in Kansas faces is how do I train in this? How do I handle this? I've got to get them ready to play in this kind of weather. But I can't let it be dangerous. And that's where Andy needs the wisdom of Solomon today.
Oh, yeah, it's a fine line. I mean, you don't know when you're going to grow. One player, every player is different. Maybe his body just at some point goes bang and goes down. It's tough. It's got to be careful.
Well, and let's be honest. Even now, we don't handle the heat like, I don't sound like an old fogey here. But because we're in air conditioning a lot, and unless you're out in the heat on a regular basis, then it's difficult to handle it. And you just got to pound fluids. Our guys will be pounding fluids. You don't want the risk of injury or heat exhaustion. B.J. Finney last week, actually, the Andale Indian, who started and played very well again against the Chiefs on Saturday night for Pittsburgh Steelers, he was taken off the field Wednesday on a cart because of heat exhaustion. I was kind of surprised he played, actually. But it's just it's something you got to be very careful about.
And
you got to train, but you got to train very, smart, very smart.
And the other thing is, Mitch, if you don't hydrate, cramps, muscle cramps are terrible.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. And then you got to train your body, and that's where you just have to have, tons of fluid and hydration. Sounds like a, kind of an old man's tale, but our guys actually use our athletic trainer, the witch doctor, also uses pickle juice. And they've got Pedialyte. Think about Pedialyte that we use for
kids.
Little babies.
Yeah.
Our guys use that. And they'll drink some today. They're drinking it right now, actually, to prepare for this afternoon. But here's the thing, too, Steve, about the cramps. You're playing in Jacksonville. You're not prepared to play. A defensive back gets a cramp in the middle of a play, and it's a touchdown.
Yeah.
And you lose the game. A game you're supposed to win. And so there's the fine line. But you don't. So Andy's got to get these guys ready to go. But I'm going to tell you a guy who you talk about smart, tough, and is this rookie Juan Thornhill. I've mentioned him on the last 3 weeks with you, but I wanted to focus on him today. This Chiefs rookie class wasn't considered to be, wow, it's the great recruiting class of all time. But there is more class than meets the eye. And it starts with the eyes and the game of Juan Thornhill. Anthropology major at the University of Virginia. Went to a small school, so think Cheney, Garden Plain, Conway Springs here. That's about the size of school he went to in Virginia. So he was under-recruited. Only one school gave him an offer, the University of Virginia, and he became one of their best players. He's available to us in the second round. We take him, but people are like, yeah, he's okay. He's okay. Hey, he's way better than okay. And I talked to him. Now, is he smart and tough? He wants to lead. He feels like a Ring of Honor guy in about 10 years. But he also has this humble confidence in his ball skills and feels like every ball is his, even though he's on defense.
That's just something I always took pride in. Like, I was always the guy, like, in college that wanted to lead the team in interceptions. So, like, I feel like once you have somebody that's like that, you're always pushing your teammates to be better.
One specific thing, when you're in single high, you got 53 yards to cover. You don't seem to mind that.
Not at all. I feel like the whole field is my field. So if the ball's thrown on the sideline, I'm going to try to get there and make a play.
And how much does your 44-inch vertical help you?
Oh, if they want to throw a jump ball, I'm planning on winning that, and I'll jump in a receiver any day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, and he's not cocky, though. That's the cool thing about it. If he walked into the studio now, and you could do a 30-minute interview with him, and you're going to love the kid. You know, and he's a leader. Now, he's got to learn as a rookie, but he's apprenticing under the Honey Badgers. So think of the Patrick Mahomes apprenticing under Alex Smith here. We've got that going on defense, too. But the Chiefs have way more than meets the eye, or the so-called recruiting experts or draft experts in Juan Thornhill. Chiefs fans are going to love this dude.
Speaking of the Honey Badger, what's his injury situation?
He could have played if it was a game.
Okay.
He's even acknowledged that, but it was one of those, okay. Well, you know what? We're good. Sit down the rest of the night. Now, will he practice today? Not sure. Probably not. And he may not play Saturday against San Francisco, but nothing to be, at least the indication I've been given, nothing to be worried about for Jacksonville to open the season.
All right, Mitch, stay hydrated today.
No, absolutely. The one we got to worry about, I would not worry about, but Marcus Camp, he had an MCL and an ACL injury, so it's going to take a total probably knee reconstruction for Marcus. Yeah. And I'm just sick for the kid. He was going to make the team, playing great. Mm. Gets a 15, 17-yard pass play and a tough catch and just an awkward hit, and now he's done for the year. And I hope he gets another chance to play again because he's a marginal player. He's not, you know, he's not Tyreek Hill. But I don't know. I just never get used to it when those things happen. Yeah. So.
All right.
Okay, we press on. Thanks, guys.
Chicken and pickle pep rally 6 days away. Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Theodore. Thank you, Stephen.
Mitch Holtis.
Our daily visit with Mitch brought to you by, of course, American Ag Credit and Farha Roofing. We'll talk with Mitch again tomorrow morning.
8:23 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Trouble in Portland. That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.